Thank you. Take it away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Joy of the Lord. Aren't we glad to have Brother and Sister Harrington and these Batesville folks here with us tonight? Praise God. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Let's just feel on it on the Lord here tonight.
There's only just a few of us, and somebody liable to go to sleep. So, you know, you better just get on and pull your load around there. I mean, when you don't have but just a few, you can't wait very long. I mean, these old guys like me, I'll just be taking a nap. But it's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Father, let's get... I was born and raised down around Fort Worth in a big church. And when I got off up here around Arkansas, we get kind of out in the hills and in different places. And it's a little different. But, you know, God is the same no matter where you're at. No matter where you're at, He's the same. And He said He'd be the same yesterday, today, and forever. But, you know, I found out there is a different God some places. Do you know that? Different than the God that I serve anyway. Because folks are a lot different. He's got to be, because my God says, be ye therefore holy even as I am holy. And He said, walk in righteousness and walk in holiness. And you know, and I see a lot of folks around as I've been brought up in the places I go, I find out, well, their God don't expect that. So, is my God wrong, or what's going on? And I kept thinking about that and kept praying about that. And I said, and the Lord said, it's by His righteousness, that imputed righteousness unto us, that we're able to come into His presence and then attain that gift of the Holy Ghost and walk before Him in righteousness and His love and His Spirit. But then I met this body of people there in Batesville. And you know, I love the body of people there in baseball. They're really a blessing. I went to a yard sale, and they was having a yard sale. And you know, when you get out of your car and the hair just kind of stands up on the back of your neck, and you say, "Ooh, there's something different about these folks." You got to go back. Well, I went back, and the first time I went back, I drove up in the parking lot on Sunday morning. I've always liked to get there early, and we sat there till around 10 o'clock, and nobody showed up. Uh-oh. Maybe I was feeling the wrong spirit. Something's wrong here. But everybody's late every now and then, ain't they? But when nobody showed up, I thought, we'll just go on down here to the assembly, you know. And there ain't nothing wrong with the assembly. I like the assembly of God, you know. I love those folks down there, and I love to worship with them and praise God with them and be with them and everything, but there's just something different. There's just something different about the folks around here. And I just thank God for leading me to them. And my wife said, well, I said, we got to go back. I said, I'm ready to give up on them. I said, you know, they don't show up for church. We, you know what? But my wife kept pushing. She said, we need to go back. You know that was of God. You know. And we just didn't feel that. We just both didn't feel that. So we went back the next Sunday. Been going back ever since. Been going back ever since. But you know what? God will He done it in the Old Testament. He done it in the New Testament. He's done it for all these years and everything. He will speak to you and tell you where he wants you to be in and what he wants you to do it. Because he wants you somewhere and he wants you doing. God is a doer. He's always doing something. Nobody is exempt from doing in the house of God. You've got a job to do. You got something to do. You got to get up off your hands. And if you want that spirit, you got to clap for it. You got to shout for it. You got to praise for it. There's something to do in order to get there. There's got to be something to do. And if you're sitting back wasting and sitting back taking it easy and waiting on somebody else to do it, they're going to get it and you're not. You can't ride somebody else's coattail into heaven. For years and for years, I sat back after I pastored a church out there in the hills around Thida for several years. And when I left the church and closed it down and started looking for a place to go and worship and be with God's people, I wanted to get into a big church that I could just sit back and do nothing. I could hide. You can't hide from God. It ain't going to happen. You can't hide from God no matter where you're at. No matter what's going on. You got to. And not because God's calling me to preach, but if he had called me to sit in the pew, he's still got something for me to do. Something for me to do. Every single person, every young person here, somebody's watching you. And I don't mean the ones that have rulership over you. I mean the ones that's coming up behind you and they're saying, oh, I want to be like them. So you got to be careful. We got this awesome responsibility and this awesome obligation. We are our brother's keeper. I am my brother's keeper. I am my sister's keeper. We have this job to do. And it's so joyful. But you don't like the song we said there a while ago. There's something to do. There's something to do. Everybody got a job to do. I just love to praise the Lord. I just love to be with God's people. I just love to see that smile on those faces. You know, I found out a long time ago, every time I look into the eyes and the faces of the hearts of these people, of you people, I can see Jesus. You can do that. I can see Jesus, and I can get to know him better by getting to know you better. And I hope you can get to know the Lord better by getting to know me better. If you follow me around very long, you're going to find me doing something I ought not to be doing. But, you know, it's your responsibility. Iron sharpens iron, doesn't it? And I got to be held accountable for the walk that I'm walking, for the talk that I'm talking. Even as you do, we all have to be held accountable for what goes on and for what we're doing. And if I know you're watching me, I'm going to try to walk a little bit better. I'm going to try to live a little bit better, do a little bit better. So always keep your eye on me because I got my eye on you. I'm watching so I know how to pray. Not so I go, oh, Brother Troy, did you see what they was doing down there? No, that ain't why you watch. And so you can wear the need of them nice suits out. I got several suit coats, but I've done wore out the breeches because I done wore the knees out on them. But the coats are still good shape. So I have to keep getting in. And it's a lot to do with the way I eat in the body, too. But, you know, but still, you know, if you keep on them knees praying for your brothers and sisters, that's doing something, ain't it? That's clapping. That's bringing those things to the Lord. And right now, I got a wife up there in Baseball. She needs your prayer. She's been 63 years old, just had to go through a complete hysterectomy, and she's kind of got a little bit discouraged, a little bit down, a little bit. God's healed her so many times of different things, but We need to watch her. Watch and pray. But doing something. So if you find yourself with nobody to pray for Cora Jane. Cora Jane Davis, that's my wife. She's a sweet little gal. That's the reason I'm like this. When we got married 30 years ago, I weighed 128 pounds. Married life is good. Serving God is good. Do you know it? Because you're married to the Lord and He blesses you. Or we're betrothed to the Lord. Let me get that right here. We're betrothed. And He's so good to us and He's so great and He's so glorious. Well, that's the way my wife is to me. She spoils me rotten. Well, I kind of spoil her too. But she watches me. She watches. And you know, you don't go to church for as long as I have, and you don't get around for very long without something coming up and something happening. I had pastored the church out there for several years, and this young lady started coming to church, her and her husband, and she started just really monopolizing a lot of my time, you know. My wife come along and she said, "Sweetheart, you need to stop that." She was watching. She was watching. And she said, I said, "Oh, no, she just needs a little." I said, "I'm telling you, I didn't pay that much attention to it, but you know, she watches. And I wasn't watching that good. So there's a lot of reasons for holding each other accountable. There's a whole lot of things that you can avoid if you listen and watch the Spirit. Watch your brothers and sisters, and watch the way you walk before your brothers and sisters. It could have been bad, messed up. It could have been bad. It could have gotten real bad. But God didn't allow it because we watch one another. And we hold each other accountable for the way we walk before God. And that's good. It's a good thing. You don't think that it was held accountable? You just read the accounts in Acts when they brought their treasures in to lay them down at the disciples' feet. We're held accountable by one another. Because you see, God doesn't just smack people down all the time because they're doing things that they shouldn't be doing. He allows them the mercy and the grace, and He allows the brothers and the sisters to work on them a little while and bring them into that place of righteousness and of His holiness and His godliness. It's just so good to be in that kind of place with God that we can do that. Because I've been a lot of places where when you hold someone accountable, they get mad. And they start trying to get even. Uh-oh. Boy, it's quiet in here now. I better shit on something else. Lord Jesus. But God is so good. And he loves you so much. That's why He put us in this walk together so that we can. You see, holding someone accountable ain't always just kind of pointing out. A lot of times it's just coming along and taking them by the hand and walking with them. You don't have to tell me everything I do wrong. I know more than anybody what I do wrong. But just keep on loving. Keep on loving. Just keep on walking. And keep on leading them in that straight and narrow. Walking down that righteous path till we all come to the unity of the faith. Born again. Blessed of God. Oh, it's so good to feel that Spirit here tonight. It's so good to be. And you know, it's so real. It's so real. Pray for me and my wife. Well, like I said, we're going through a pretty rough time right now. We're going to make it. Amen, brother. We're going to make it. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Times that I needed joy, but I didn't ask for it. I kind of expected it to come, you know. And I'm just so happy and so blessed that the Lord gives us these opportunities to come and to visit with y'all. And I apologize for it being so long since I've been down here, but I haven't forgot about you. We talk about you often, and every time somebody mentions the word Little Rock for any reason, the kids perk up and look around, you know. And it's really been encouraging to our young people for them to come up here like they have, and we really appreciate y'all bringing them in and, you know, making them feel welcome and making them work. They need to be made to work. They need a little, you know, a little nudge. And I know Tyler, he's real backward and everything, and he's come home and told me different things he's done or something. I know he doesn't get up quite often, but that I told him, I said, you better obey if someone asks you to get up. I said, if I find out, you're going to be in trouble. But they do enjoy coming down here and mingling with the young people here and getting to know them, you know, because I tell you what, I made some friends when I was growing up that had been lifelong friends. And I still have those friends to this day. Maybe not all of them, because some of them, when you grow up with young people and they become friends, when they turn and maybe choose a different road, you don't have anything in common with them anymore. And when you talk to them, they're doing other things than what you're doing, so it's hard to continue to be friends with them. You know, you don't have the same goals. But I've got some friends that have the same goals as I have. And if known, you know, I have one friend that the very first time we ever came to church, she's real outgoing, and she came to me and my sister, and she introduced us, introduced herself to us and brought a couple of the young people with her. And you know, I'm still friends with that young lady today. That lady is not young anymore, but we aren't. But anyway, it's according to who you're talking to. But we are very good friends. And we've been with each other through hard times. We've been with each other through good times. And she loves me, even though she's seen the real Diana through all these years. And I love her too. And it's just wonderful, the things that the friendships and the bonds that you can make. So I think it's great that our young people can go to different churches and to meet other young people and to just, you know, when you get older and you think, well, maybe there's going to be a meeting in a certain town. You think, well, you know, I know somebody who lives there. Maybe I should give them a call. And then you wind up having friends all over the place that you really, you know, it takes a while to make great friendships. Anyway, I don't know where that all come from, but I'm thankful for y'all being here and staying on the job and just working and, you know, and in this town. And you know, sometimes, you know, you see the news and where I'm working right now, I sit for an elderly man and so I do watch some of the news, and I'm telling you, you know, another murder in Little Rock, another, you know, this in Little Rock, another burglary. And I think, well, Lord, I'm so glad that there is a place, a safety that people can come to, you know, that they can come into, and you're protected, you know, while you're here. And you can receive things that will protect you when you're out there. You know, you can receive these things. You can receive strength from the Lord. And I really believe, I hope that I'm right, but I know people who have been held up, godly people. We know one sister in particular who was robbed. This man wanted her purse. They drove up in the driveway after they went somewhere to church or something. And this is a good, godly woman. And he wanted her purse. Did he have a gun? or a knife. See, he had some kind of weapon. It was a gun. And he told her, I want your purse. And, well, her husband had passed away a little bit earlier, and that was the last thing he bought her, was that purse. She wasn't thinking about her money or credit cards. She was thinking that was the last gift her husband had bought her. He said, give me your purse. And she did not give him her purse. Didn't she hold on to it? The other girl that was with her threw hers down. She lost her purse. That guy grabbed her purse. I don't remember whether she threw it down or she held on to her purse, but she shouted, Jesus! And I do believe she started speaking in tongues. That guy dropped and ran. He took off. You know, because in her time of need, when she needed God, that's who she called on. She didn't say, call the police, call 911. She didn't pick up a big stick and chase him. She called on the Lord. And that's what I want to be. That's how I want my life to be. You know, when something happens, and sometimes you only have a matter of seconds. You know, you never know. But that's what I want in my life, is to be able to drop and call on Jesus. You know, and I'd like to think that I would do that, you know. But anyway, I tend to get up and just ride along. But I'm so glad that we're among friends and we're among family tonight. And thank y'all for loving us and sending your young people up. We had such a great time that night that I think all of them piled on one pew. They were squished. But we had more pews, but they thought it was fun to all sit on the same pew. The boys, all the boys did. And we've got pictures and everything. But it was fun to get together and have company. But the Lord met with us. And all those young people were down, I say down front, it was just right in front of the pew, pretty much. But they got a good touch. The Lord met with us that night. And that's what binds you together, you know. I know I've been down front before, and somebody's tearing for the Holy Ghost. If you get down there and you're there and you help birth that puts a bond between you and that person. You know, you may not speak to them, or you just see them in meetings or something. You think, you know, I had a hand in that. I helped. Because, you know, I was willing to go down there and shed some tears, break a sweat, you know, have a hoarse throat, you know, because I wanted them to feel what I feel, you know, and that is my heart's desire. I want to have a hand in that, not so much just to, you know, lift up Diana. I want to help the Lord. You know, I want to be a part of this body. I don't want to just be on the outer edges, on the outer skirts. And Brother Davis was saying how everybody is looking to somebody. When I was a teenager, I really didn't realize that. You know, you don't think about that. Nobody's looking at me. But the older I've gotten, some of those younger teenagers have come to me. Not a bunch. I'm not braggy, nothing. But one lady came to me, and she said, you know, I always watched you. And I was like, what did I do? You know, whoops. Because I was a little stinker, you know. I pulled some tricks and some, you know, I was one of those happy-go-lucky, bouncy around, happy all the time kind of thing. And I like to drive fast and, you know, and all that stuff. But that wasn't the part she was watching, thank the Lord. That wasn't the part she was watching. But she just told me how she appreciated different things that she saw me do, and, you know, and playing in the band and different things. And I thought, well, I wish I would have realized that when I was younger, because maybe I could have had even a better impact on her. Maybe she would have been able to say, I saw you stay in church. You know, I saw you making that step. I saw you making the effort. Maybe standing out there when others aren't, you know. But that's not what she said about me. You know what? She didn't say anything bad about me, but I wish that I would have changed a little bit different, you know, when I was younger. And anyway, I'm just thankful. I watch y'all. We watch you. And I'm just rambling now. I love you very much. And again, we're just so blessed to be here with you. And we're just, what we were saying the other day about how, I guess it was last night, how we first moved up here, the only church I'd ever really went to was Texas. I didn't move from anywhere else. That's where we came to the body, was in Houston, and that's where we were. We visited, but not much out of Texas. I mean, Texas is a big state, you know. And we knew some of the young people around there when we go to youth meetings, but most of the time when we were young, the big place to go for youth meetings was Sebastopol or Fort Worth. That was the hot spots, you know. Everybody wanted to go to those youth meetings. And so when we moved up here, there's some people that I knew, but most of y'all I did not know. But when we walked in the back doors of that church, it was almost like there was a line, you know, waiting to greet us. And I thought, you know, I'm going to get to know some more of God's people. And y'all made me feel just as at home as if I was in the church I had been raised in. And I appreciate that. I do. And I feel like the Lord in us moving has broadened my vision of the body of Christ. He has. He's shown me it's not just about where I was at. You know, you can get caught up in that. You can get caught up in, we were, all of the satellite churches, we could have went to church every night of the week except Monday night. And if you looked hard enough, I'm sure you could have found some kind of activity or something to, you know, going on. We were busy. And so when we moved up here, the Lord gave me an opportunity to slow down. He gave me an opportunity to learn more about Him, you know, to sit back and relax a little bit. And I don't mean in my spiritual walk. I'm talking about in this daily grind that we all, you know, that we all have to do. And but it's been so good for me. It has been wonderful for me. And I'm just blessed. I'm so blessed, and you are blessed. And I think we can all find something good in things that are happening to us. You know, whether it's good for us, it's something. It's something good. And anyway, I'm just praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for being here.
You know, somebody had to pray for me. Somebody had to pray for me to get me here. And I'm not talking about just the body of Christ. It's like I got into this when I was 9 years old, and it's sort of, I've not forgot about all those 9 years, but it's sort of more like I remember just being in the body. I don't remember being in the other church and stuff like that. But somebody had to pray for me to get me to where I am today in the Lord, in the body of Christ, you know. And Donna was talking about coming up here and how slow, and I remember when her and Troy moved up here, she was talking about how slow it was. She goes, Mindy, she goes, I was at Kroger, and I actually put the buggy up. You know, I didn't leave it right there. And I'm like, you can't do that. You know, and you're in Houston, you leave the buggy where you're parked, and you drive on. You don't have to take the time to put the buggy up. She goes, well, you really have to, because if you don't take the time, then the buggy will go, you know, go down the hill. But I've learned so much being up here, and not just putting my buggy up, but but seeing more of the body of Christ. And I've been last year with my first year going to the campground, and it was more, I had more of appreciation for the ministers, more appreciation for the saints, the singers, knowing that it's really a body of Christ. And you know, y'all are family. And I wanted to also tell y'all, I appreciate y'all for allowing our young people to come up here and be with y'all's young people and becoming, you know, friends and everything. And but I'm really thankful to be here tonight.
Okay, third time's a charm. I really do appreciate being here and seeing our visitors here tonight and the sacrifice they make to get here. And because I know sometimes it's hard to load up and head out and go to church and get home late, because we used to do a lot of that, but it was always a blessing to do that. And I appreciate your willingness to come and bless us. There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in the darkness now will safely lead me o'er. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would sail no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His light around me, that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Everybody that lives around me says, tear that old lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. Ain't no use in standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light in that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His light around me, that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His light around me, that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? Everybody that lives around me says, tear that old lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. Ain't no use in it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His light around me, that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. For Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His light around me, that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be?
Praise God. I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him. Thank God that we're reconciled back to God through the death of His Son. But through His life, we're going to be saved, aren't we?
Amen.
Be eternally saved. That's what we're looking for. Thank God we've been saved from our old sins, or sins that are in our past. Thank God we've got a future, a bright future. And it's getting brighter and brighter, isn't it? Thank the Lord, the closer and closer we get. But, it's good to be here. I appreciate the talent in this church. I appreciate the talent in the body of Christ. Brad Paisley ain't, you know, and I said, yeah, I know some of y'all know who I'm talking about. And I only know because of y'all talk about him. Put that in there, but he ain't got nothing on us, and I want y'all to remember that. You know, you let the Holy Ghost get in your fingers, the Holy Ghost get down and take over. Somebody said, well, that was pretty good. Well, it's by God's help, isn't it? By, you know, we can't do anything on our own. You know, they got a lot of talent out there, and we're not a whit behind, that's for sure. God has blessed us, hasn't He, with good talents. Blessed this church with a lot of good talent. I'm glad to see them out here working for the Lord. You know, that can work on young people that has a talent like that. And the world will pull on you. I'm glad to see them here playing for the Lord, blessing the Lord and blessing God's people. And I appreciate this church. Always have. This church reached out to us when we first moved here. We was used to going to church all the time. You know, like my wife said, Monday was the Sabbath down there. That was a day of rest for us. Every other day was busy. I don't know. Maybe we needed more church than most of y'all. I don't know. We was just privileged, to, you know, really. And it's a privilege to be in the house of God, isn't it? Privilege to go to church. It's not a sacrifice, you know, to drive a couple of hours to be here, but we was used to going to church a lot, and so when we moved up here, man, we just kept the road. we just kept coming back and forth to church, and I'm glad we did, and it created a good relationship, you know, and we appreciate that, what we have with this church. And now Brother and Sister Smith is here, and sorry to say that we've let down on that just a little bit, and we haven't traveled as much as we did, you know. And I guess we got a little bit more laid back, didn't we, in Batesville? But we're here tonight, thank the Lord, and it's not nobody because we want to be. I guess everybody's here because you want to be, right? You know, there was a time in my life, maybe when I was real young, that, you know, I went a few places I didn't want to go, you know. Church was one of them sometimes. But for the most part, I thank the Lord that I wanted to be there. But I choose to be here, and I choose to serve the Lord. I want my joy to be full. Scripture, Jared John, first chapter of the book of 1 John, and he said, John was talking about how he handled the word of God, the word of life, and he looked upon it. You know, that our joy might be full. Thank God, I want my joy to be full. I thank God for His Word. Thank God for His Spirit. And I thank God for His people. And God is, and this that first song we was, maybe it wasn't the first, no, the band played, but that chorus we was singing about, this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. Of course, I don't want to take anything from that song, but the world, if we let it, the world can take it away. You know that? Young people, old people, middle age. She said something about us, we was getting a little older or something a while ago. I don't know. But not me. But I understand that song, appreciate it. We sing it too. But if we get out there and just think, well, I'm a shoe in no matter what, the world can get a hold of us, can. Now, if we stay right in here, there ain't nothing going to separate us from the love of God. Right. Thank God for that. But Amen. We get out there flirting around with things, and it's quite possible. It's quite possible. Well, let's stay in here. What do you say? Thank the Lord. I appreciate, in learning more about it. I appreciate Brother Davis. He's been a good help to us, big help to us. And I can't remember, Brother David, we was all late. I think we might have went somewhere that Sunday. I think that's what it was. You know, I won't stand up in our defense. I think we dismissed and went somewhere is what happened. And I hope that's what, if I remember, I hope I remember right, that's what happened. Yeah. Well, that might have been. Always having a dinner. Seems like every time we have a dinner, we're all late. And I don't really have much of an excuse. I can walk to church now, probably, if I needed to. But I'm glad he come back. I'm glad Sister Davis, thank the Lord for a good helper. Let's go back. And I appreciate, I'm glad I come back. I'm still coming back. Thank the Lord. And there's something drawing me. There's something drawing me. I tell you what, when I first met my wife, something drew me to give her another call, talk to her again at church. You know, I've fallen in love. And more, I'm still more and more that we are falling in love. Same way with the Lord, but on a grander scale, for sure. But thank God, and the more I know about Him, the more I love Him. Does that make any sense? You know, and I was talking this morning about there is conditions to relationships. You know that? People say, well, the Lord loves us unconditionally no matter what. My wife won't tell me that. I love you, honey. You just go do whatever you want to do, and I'll be here. I love you unconditionally. No, there's conditions on that. You know, if I was to become lazy and unfaithful and all these things, that would destroy our relationship, wouldn't it? And so I want to thank God. There is conditions to go to heaven. I'm glad we found the way to heaven. I'm glad that, you know, there's a lot of different ways out here, and it go in a lot of different directions, but there's only one way to heaven. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I'm so glad that he has put conditions on us. And the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost and the Word of God keeps those out before me. Thank God. And I know, and it, you know, the Holy Ghost can help. It can check you, can't it? You know what I'm talking about? By checking you. And you say, well, I think I want to do this or that. And if we stay sensitive enough, that's, hey, wait a minute, don't do that. Don't go there. You know, that's not good. Don't do these things. And maybe other people are doing them. And you may not even qualify it as a sin, so to speak. But there's things we can do that lead to sin. You know that? There's things that we do that maybe they're not a sin to begin with, but they may lead us in a way that, you know, we can lose out with God. So thank God. And, you know, and I'm glad I learned that right here. You know, we're on a higher level than they are out there. You know, much is given, much is required. We're realizing that, aren't we? But you know, we're in the body of Christ where the Lord is going to get his bride out of. You hear out and you know, different ones say, well, the bride's just ready and waiting for the Lord to come and is already married. But we have a better understanding of that, don't we? We're getting ready. We're having our he said he's coming after a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, and so, or any such thing. And we're here, and we're being cleansed from all filthiness of the flesh. And that's when we keep coming back, and we're having our mind renewed day by day. And give us this day our daily bread. Thank the Lord. How many's got your daily bread for today? We're getting it, ain't we? Right here today, thank you. Know, and it's even got butter on it. Thank God, it's even a little bit lightly toasted. Oh, it's so good, ain't it? It is so good. And God is, taste of the Lord and see that He is good. And He is so good to us. And I didn't, you know, I know. I was like Sister Mindy. I didn't know. We come to hear y'all, so I'll go ahead and get out of the way and. And I hope we was just waiting on the Holy Ghost a while ago. I hope y'all wasn't waiting on me. And if you were, I hope you're not too disappointed. but it is good to serve the Lord. I don't want nothing, the world or anything else, to take my joy. And I'm going to see to it. It's up to me to see to it. You know that? And like Brother David was saying, it's up to all of y'all too to help me to see to that. Yeah, if you see me stumbling along the way, we have been guilty of this in the past. Well, look at there. I already knew this. You know, they really didn't have a vision anyhow. Oh, look at them. You know, my goodness gracious. You know, we could have an attitude like that. Somebody is almost, you know, let me get the door for you on the way out if we're not careful. You know, God help us. And I don't want to leave any wounded on the battlefield, do you? Oh, God. You know, if you ever see Brother Heron, and if you ever hear anything, I hope it's lies, but if you ever hear, hey, well, he's doing this or that, oh, man, don't let me leave out of that door. Come and get me. We are our brother's keeper. Yeah, oh God, that is so important. We're one big family, aren't we? Dear God, and it don't it? We can't afford to lose anybody. Hey, look around, y'all. We're not busting at the seams anyhow, are we? We can't afford to lose anybody. And it grieves. Now, I know sometimes they're going, you know, they're gone. But oh God, it grieves me. Hey, first of all, hey, did I do anything? Could I have done more? You know, and I never had really experienced this, like, you know, in this past few years. I'm in this position now, and it's like it's a different. You look at it different, but even the saints of God, all of us, we are, and I appreciate that being that we're accountable. That does help, doesn't it? And the good Lord's looking, isn't he? And they moved to a little bitty town. Yeah, moved to a little town, you know, where, you ain't going to hide. That's for sure. Who would want to? But you're not people's. But really, in another way, that is so wonderful. You can always run into people from church that you know. And that lightens up that brightens up my day. How about when you see somebody on the road? How about if, you know, here, hey, Sister Weininger, how you doing? Man, that would just lift you up, wouldn't you? You see somebody, and there's too much, like my wife said, y'all pretty regular on the news, I guess. Far as big city news. But thank the Lord for this refuge here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Thank the Lord for this. And this is a lighthouse, isn't it? Thank God. And it's a city set up on a hill. Thank God. And so we want to just admonish you to keep on keeping on. Remember us in Batesville. Appreciate it, Brother Brett and Sister Joanne and their children. And Brother, where's Brother? I don't see him. Brother Donovan, he's 8'12" tall, he said. He's right close to it, ain't he? But I appreciated them coming. They all testified, sang, and I think Brother Brett talked twice. Couldn't hardly get him to sit down. And y'all have that problem around here? No? But we appreciate him. Appreciate everybody. And I'm learning how to appreciate everybody. That's something you have to learn to do, is work at it. But I do appreciate the Lord. I do appreciate the Lord for what he's done for me. What he's done for my family down through the years. And I'm like Sister Mindy. I was 10 years old. So I don't, it's just like I've always been here. 34 years. And it's a good place to be, isn't it? It's a wonderful place to be. And I know we're here we are, and here in the body today, I heard someone say one time, the longer you're here, the harder it is to stay at times. You know, and I thought, now why would that be? The longer you're here, the more